This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And a very good afternoon to our K Pulpit listeners. We are live on Facebook with you on radio, and we're so excited to have you. This is Calvin.
And this is Terry.
And we are Couples of Destiny. Once again, it's Wednesday, 12 o'clock, and we're so excited because we have guests all the way from the United States of America, wonderful pastors. They minister at our church, and they're so awesome. I would encourage you just to connect with us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you, especially today, and share your comments, especially on the topic for this month. It's in April month. We're talking about, you know, stress in relationships, and people say, "What are you talking about, stress?" Well, all marriage has stress at the end of the day. You know, my wife and I, we love having intense moments of fellowship, but the best part is the makeup part at the end of the day, you know. And it's important because God put us, made us individual and unique. Come on now, we're all unique. So we have differences, you know, and the differences, we need to complement each other with our differences. So Pastor Lee and Sandra, won't you just share briefly where you're from and what it is that you do?
I'm from the United States, from the great state of Mississippi. Awesome. Mississippi is down in the bottom part of the United States, and we are from there, but we travel a lot, and we are glad to be in South Africa with you today. But it's a long plane ride between here and where we are.
I can imagine.
But it's most gracious to be here as well.
Oh.
We love South Africa. We love the people. We love the presence of the Lord that's here. So it's just really a wonderful opportunity to come and be a part of what God's doing in South Africa.
Oh, we're so excited. We're really honored to have you here. And we know that God's going to use you this afternoon to speak to many couples, because we have real challenges here in South Africa, as I'm sure in America as well. But before that, we're going to go over to a quick break. A song break by Ben Fuller, and it's a song entitled "If I Got Jesus." Family, we are talking about stress and navigating stress through relationships, and we have special guests this afternoon, Pastor Lee and Sandra Miley, all the way from the United States, Mississippi, and they're going to just share a little bit from their hearts this afternoon. So I just have a scripture I want to share with the listeners this afternoon. And I want to encourage the listeners, please, won't you just connect with us? We'd love to hear from you. Maybe you have some questions. But the scripture I'd like to read is in the book of Psalms 55, verse 22. It says, "Cast your burden onto the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." And so this verse really encourages us to put our trust in God, you know, cast those burdens on him, you know, just allow him to take care of it. And being the topic we're talking about, really just navigating the stress in a relationship, I want to ask this question maybe to the couple here this afternoon is, you know, Pastor Lee and Sandra, and either of you may answer this, you know, what are the main causes of stress in a marriage? What do you think are the main causes of stress in marriage?
I've counseled with a lot of couples, you know, that somebody, you know, they do have stress in their marriage. And you're going to, because we are two different people, you know, that have blended together, that have made covenant with one another. But one of the main things that I have seen in the years of ministry and different things, one of the main things that cause stress in a marriage is finances. I mean, you would think, you know, that wouldn't be it, but in today's world, I know in the United States and probably here too, just the financial, trying to make all ends meet. You know, everybody wants a home. Everybody wants a car, you know, and the financial stress there. And then a lot of people get in trouble, Pastor Calvin, they get in trouble with credit cards. I mean, credit cards are a tool.
Right.
A tool.
Right.
But sometimes people use them too freely, and they don't prepare, and then it becomes, and it brings stress in the marriage. So finances, dealing with finances would be one thing. And then, of course, one of the other main things would be if you are what the Bible talks about, unequally yoked.
Right.
You know, some people, they want to follow the Lord and they want to do what's right. Well, if the spouse is not in that same realm, right, that definitely causes stress in the marriage. Mm-hmm. Sandra, what do you think?
I think so. I think a lot of it is being able to talk things out. You know, some people are good communicators, some people are not. Yeah. And that has to be cultivated with the couple, because a lot of times you'll have one that is the talker and one that's not the talker.
Right.
So, right, you know, even though he preaches and we, you know, if there's something that comes up, I will say, excuse me, we need to sit down and talk, because I like a clean table, a clean board. Because when things are going on, I want it out in the open and to be able to say, hey, tell me what you meant by this or whatever. Because sometimes us as women overthink some things. Mm. And, you know, not us, but yes, us. And we have those moments when, you know, we're needing that attention, especially whether it's careers that are going on. Maybe you're being pulled in different directions. If you're in ministry and outside of ministry, it will put a tax on you at times, because you're being pulled by so many different situations. Maybe mm-hmm. it's children. If there's children in the home, mm-hmm. then that's another part. It's not that they are a problem. It's you have to learn to work together and be able to spend time with each other when everyone else is quiet and in the bed. Mm-hmm. It's where you can kind of work through things, you know, that you've mm-hmm. got going on. Maybe it's just a time just to sit mm-hmm. and just enjoy each other's company.
I can attest to that. You know, you said something very powerful there about you being the talker mm-hmm. and him being the quiet one.
Caveman.
Likewise. I don't know what it is about the men, but us women like to talk. And I think we conversationists, we relational people. That's how yes. God created us. Possibly yes. we cannot run away from that. And you know what? The stress about that overthinking.
Yes.
I sometimes overthink a thing. Then I've got to go journal. And I'll say, Lord, how do I just get this out of my system? I need to work this through.
Right.
He's not listening to me. Maybe he's not hearing me. Maybe he just wants to have his way and he's not listening to my way. And that is the stress in every relationship, because one has one opinion, the other has another opinion. When do we ever get to a solution? And that my focus is always, get me a solution, find a solution. I don't want to be so problem focused, and I know there's an answer to every problem. God has a way out for everything.
Well, I know, like with us, which we're still learning each other, because we've been married just a little over 3 years. Mm-hmm. And so I will say something, and then he has this look on his face, and I'm going, okay, my brain is going one direction. And he'll go, Sandra, I have to process. Give me time to process. Because my brain is steady flipping.
Yeah.
It's like a Rolodex.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. it's moving from one thing mm-hmm. to the next, where his is on a slower mode.
Yeah.
Sometimes I tell her, she will say something and I'll say something, you know, different. And I like, we're on different channels.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like watching a TV, you know, one's on one channel and one's on another channel. And that's the way we are sometimes.
Yeah.
But stress, y'all brought something up that really is the number one thing that will cause stress in a marriage, is communication.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just communication. Yeah. And I've said, oh, my gracious, how many times have I said this to my daughter or whatever? Because, and even Sandra, and it's not a bad thing, it's just the difference. Mm-hmm. She's a woman of many words, you know, many words. My daughter was like that. And sometimes they'd be telling me a story, and I'll sit there, and my eyes begin to cross. You know, my eyes cross. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And I will say, I have said it, and sometimes it doesn't go very well when you say it. I'm like, just give me the short version. I don't need to know when it started this morning.
Hallelujah.
Just give me the cliff notes.
Hallelujah.
Give me the cliff notes, and just give me the short version. I don't need anything else, and I'll be fine. But we're programmed different.
Right.
As a whole, men and women, not everybody, but we're programmed different. And that's the way I am.
And Pastor Lee, it's not like, and we men now, so it's not like we don't want to hear them. It's not like we don't want to communicate with them, but just give it to us quickly. You know,
We can only process
exactly.
so much.
Our brains are not wired the way our wives
well,
are.
Well, the solution is just give us the credit card or whatever card we need for the problem.
She's
solves
got
the problem.
She's got them. So, you know.
We get into a place and he'll say, do you need my credit card? I'm like, no, I have
got
my
own.
That's you kind know? Of a running yeah. joke with us. He'll say that. But, you know, when we can really sit down and talk, you know, he's like, okay, help me to understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Because I really want to know what you're saying. You know, there is a statistic, and I didn't think about pulling it up beforehand, yeah. but women have to have, they have a quota that they meet every day.
Different.
And the men have a quota.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I have learned from, you know, like Focus on the Family or something, they said, take it quick and short because they're only going to hear so much because their quota is almost over.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And Sandra was right, what she said. I mean, this is true with us.
Yeah.
Yes.
If something is wrong, you know, I mean, you know, something, it might be where we're going to eat or whatever. But if something's wrong, she wants to get it out there right then. And sometimes we're not that way.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a discussion. That's yes. what we're going to call it, right?
Yes.
Intense fellowship.
Yeah. If there's a discussion, you know, she wants to get it out in the open, get things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I may just want to go in another room for a little while, you know,
mm-hmm.
and go sit somewhere
like,
by myself.
Can I get away from her for a few minutes?
Yeah, mm-hmm. you know. But that's, you know, that's life.
Yeah.
That's what it is in a mm-hmm. in a marriage.
Yeah. There are couples where... the ones we counsel as well, and even maybe in our lives as well, there are times where there's one particular thing where sometimes one partner wants something and the other partner is not for it, you know, and mm-hmm. how does that partner have to wait how long for the spouse to say, you know what, I'm in agreement? Because if there's no agreement, you cannot prosper. You cannot right. move forward. There's got to be some agreement. You've got to come to a consensus. I mean, we had a situation that we dealt with, and it was a bone of contention at one point.
Yeah.
It was like praying. I said, Lord, I can't move forward if you do not speak to him. Then I don't want to speak to him until the Lord speaks yeah. to him. You know,
maybe we should tackle that question after the song break.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting some good information coming from Pastor Lee and Sandra, and Pastor Leslie just posts, in most times the discussion ends up with having an agreement. They're really just letting us know that communication is important in marriage at the
Absolutely.
End of the day. So we're going to go over to a song break, and then we'll answer some of those questions by a song by Coley, Faithful God. Yes, family, we're talking about stressful situations in relationships, in marriages, and we have a wonderful couple that's been sharing some insight. You know, I thought that we only had these problems in South Africa, Pastor Lee, because people say, oh, the Americans, they're all sorted. You know, there are no problems in America. There's no stress in America. There's a lot of money in America. But what you've told me early on seems to, you know, give me a different opinion and give people a different opinion
yeah.
on that. So it looks like it's real all over the world, you know,
yeah.
stress in relationships. And so, you know, just to recap, you said one of them was finances at the end of the day, credit cards. Well, we have the same on this side. So
sure.
it seems like it's a common thing. Tell us a little bit about your ministry, Pastor Lee.
Well, we are, the name of our ministry is Flaming Dove Ministries. Flaming Dove Ministries. And that came about many years ago through a guy that was an artist that saw that. And I asked him to draw it, and we're still using the same logo that he gave us, I guess, gave me 30 years ago or so, you know, that Flaming Dove Ministries was birthed.
Sure.
I spent 20-something years, Pastor Cameron, in law enforcement.
Wow.
So my background was law enforcement, which is a very stressful job. I was laughing. I was telling somebody yesterday, I don't like conflict. You know, I don't like conflict. I don't like controversy. But yet, I have been in law enforcement for 20-something years, in ministry during that time, and full-time ministry. Pastored 16 years at one church, but now we travel. I mean, we travel worldwide. We've been in 3 countries in the last couple of months.
Wow.
So we travel a lot. And even in ministry, And any pastor can tell you there's a lot of stress in ministry. So for somebody that doesn't like conflict, for somebody that doesn't like controversy, it seems like I've been in two of the ones that have the biggest have the biggest stress and controversy. But in those, and especially in ministry, and we're all ministers. We're all supposed to be witnesses. If you're a Christian, you're supposed to be a witness. But you know, Jesus told the disciples, you know, they were stressed out. They were stressed about everything that was happening. And he said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." So he gives us that, but just because it's available doesn't mean we get it. We have to receive that. And we have to accept that. You know, one of the scriptures I use sometimes, the Lord said, "Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And I'm like, I'll quote that one. Lord, I need to come to you to have that rest. But some of the times, and I'll let you go, but some of the times in ministry, we do get so wrapped up in what we're doing. And we get wrapped up in other lives and other people's problems, and we neglect our own families. Now, ministry will do that. I've done it. We've seen other people do it. You're dealing with everybody else, their problems and their children, everything that's going on, because they lean on you. And then you'll find out, boom, there you have, you've neglected your own spouse or you've neglected your own children, and there's consequences. There's consequences is there. So to find that balance, that's one of the main things in ministry, is to find that balance and pull away sometimes, you know.
And so just, you know, leading on to that, in your experience, what is the best way you found in dealing with stressful situations in your marriage and navigating, especially you mentioned early on that through circumstance and situations, you guys got married, and you now have a blended family. So what is that best way that you found that you can deal with stressful situations in marriage and having this blended family on top of it?
Take a cruise. Just book a cruise, take a cruise.
With that.
Give me the dollars.
Yeah.
Give me the dollars.
And but it's hard. In law enforcement, Pastor Calvin, all those years, when I got off or days off, you were off. I could let it, I was off. You could let it go unless there was a big emergency and they called you back in. But ministry's not that way. Even in that, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whether it could be a call, somebody has an emergency, surgery, car wreck, you got to go be with the families, hospitals, death. You deal with a lot of that and with families in that. And that's not just on them, but that puts stress on you and your own family. And Sandra, you've had that kind of stuff happen, so...
It is. It's one of those things where, you know, you're feeling like you're being pulled from all sides. But the scripture that I lean on, and which is one of Lee's scriptures as well, is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. You know, trust in the Lord, lean not on your own understanding, not in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He's going to direct your path. Well, if we will do that part of it, even in the height of our stress, no matter what's going on, then we can say, okay, God, I'm going to catch a breath here, and I'm going to speak back to you the word that you have given me. Because when I speak the word back to you, the word for this year is word and spirit. So if I speak the word, then the spirit's going to activate it and bring forth what is needed at the time. So no matter what's going on, whether it's ministry or whether it's family, or whether it's friends, whatever is going on, then I can step back and go, okay, now, Lord, this is what your word says. Now, I need the wisdom that you're asking, that is being asked on, because I don't have it in myself. I'm trusting you. And even when it comes to our children, we pray for our children and our grandkids, you know, and when there's something that's happening, you know, no matter which side it is, because in all intents and purposes, we claim our children. As for, you know, me and my house, my house will serve the Lord. And so when we go into that part of it, and with ministry, we take and we say, okay, God, help us to come together in you and walk this forward so that it pulls the stress down off the family between he and I and our children and our grandkids. And then we can sit down and say, okay, how are we going to deal with this situation? Because we're both trusting God to give the wisdom and the direction. He said, I'll make your path straight. And when we allow that to take place, then the peace comes, the rest comes, because then we're trusting him. It's not on us. Mm-hmm. It's on him.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Great. You know, I'm just reminded, you said earlier that you're also a blended family. And yes. I'm sure that before making that decision, there must have been a bit of stress.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
You know, and how did you navigate through that when you say, I so clearly heard you say, Pastor Lee, that in the past that you had you've been challenged being in ministry. And yes, we have this sense that in ministry, everything leans on the senior leaders and they are the ones that does everything. Mm-hmm. However, we do have teams in place. You have someone who will do hospital visitations, someone will go and see to the bereaved family, and et cetera, et cetera. But when you start out a ministry, it's just you and your wife, and you have to do everything. You have to be everything for everyone in that sense. And
yes.
That is what causes the stress. Can you give us a real example of what, what you can guide maybe another couple who's in ministry with? What not to do, you know, to prevent that kind of stresses from coming, and then tell us about your family.
What not to do?
Yeah.
What not to do? Well, I can tell you what to do and not to do. I faced a situation I don't mind sharing, but a few years ago, my wife passed away. Teresa, y'all mm-hmm. remember mm-hmm. her. She's been to South Africa. But she passed away, COVID. I mean, COVID. Mm-hmm. I had a really bad, really bad case of COVID that almost took mm-hmm. me out. Mm-hmm. But the Lord brought me through it. Teresa dealt with it, ended up in the hospital, and passed away from COVID. And we had been married for 42 years, wow. I believe, 42 mm-hmm. years. So that in itself is explosive. In your life. And I know a lot of people dealt with that during mm-hmm. that right. during that mm-hmm. time. I mean, there was a lot that happened. Honestly, Sandra helped me through that. She had lost her husband, Mike, 11 or 12 years ago to just a heart attack that took him home to be with the Lord, Christian man. But we had known each other, our families, for a long time. For years. So I reached out to her and I said, help me. See, that is a key right there, too.
Right.
Yeah. Find somebody that can help you. Find somebody. You call upon the Lord. That's number one.
Right.
You call mm-hmm. upon the Lord. But he'll put somebody in your path.
Right. He'll direct your steps.
Yeah. You find somebody that's been through what you have been through. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I have learned. Find somebody that's been through what you have been through. And they'll be able to help you. I even learned as a pastor, for all those years, dealing with pretty much everything. But I had not lost a spouse.
Yeah.
And so we think, oh, we can sympathize with people. We can. You can sympathize with somebody
right.
in that situation. But if you haven't been through it,
yeah.
right.
if you haven't been through it, you don't really know. And I learned that. I had yeah. to right. learn. I did not know what to expect.
Yeah,
I reached out to Sandra, and she helped me. She helped me know the steps. You're going to face this and this, and she laid yeah. it out. This is what you're going to go through, and she was right, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the way that we helped one another
yeah.
Through that time, losing of a spouse, and then the Lord putting us together.
Wow. That's so important, you know, and it's so encouraging to hear that the Lord's brought you together, and through that difficult time, stressful time as well, God knew, you know, he saw the future, he saw today, he saw
sure.
you
right.
being on radio, he saw there's someone listening this afternoon as well, listening to your testimony, that's encouraging them as well. And so we're going to go over to a song break right now by Casting Crowns, and we'll be back. So don't go away. Those that are on Facebook, please send us your there's quite a few messages coming through. Just send us some questions if you have. It's Casting Crowns by All Because of Mercy. family. We are talking about stress in relationships with Pastor Lee and his wife, Sandra. And we're just digging in deeper this afternoon, and really some important stuff that you've been sharing with us. You know, communication is important. We spoke about the blended families. We also, you know, during the break, we were talking about the couples that make decisions without informing the other one at the end of the day. So you know, you sort of like, you don't know what to say at that moment. Or some of us say what we want to say at that moment, and others just go into the room and go quiet, or whatever the case may be. So whatever your temperament is, you know, your processing capability of your brain is different, you know, because we're unique. Isn't that so, Pastor Lee?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We are not the same.
That's for sure.
So we've been talking about a lot of stuff. Your ministry is Flame Dove Ministries, and you spoke about you know, the word especially. You know, you depend a lot upon the word. Us being Christians, this being a Christian radio station as well, we need the word to guide us through our lives.
Right.
It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, right?
Right.
And one thing you said about this blended family, it's your children and then his children, but you said it's ours. Mm-hmm. And that speaks a lot about unity, you know, and unless couples are in that space of unity, you know, when they come together and they're bringing their diverse backgrounds,
right?
You know, if you don't accept your spouse for who they are, where they come from, mm-hmm. And you don't have unity and agreement in that, you're always going to argue.
Yeah.
You're always going to argue, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, that's true.
So maybe just the third question we want to ask this often. Could you share how you'd strengthen your partnership while managing the demands of ministry and traveling?
The first thing that I would say to anybody out there, you know, Jesus was talking to the churches of Revelation, and one of them that he spoke to, he said, "You're doing all this right." I'm just paraphrasing now, yeah. But you're doing these things good. But he said, "You've left your first love," and you got to do that. I mean, that's something I have learned, and I minister that a lot. You got to put him first.
Yeah. Right.
The Lord has to be first in your life. And everybody says, well, this is first, family, get that. No, if you'll put the Lord first, everything else is
right.
in a better position.
Right.
If we'll put him first. And the Lord had given me a word this year to share, and I've been sharing it. I just shared it in Nicaragua, Bulgaria, now South Africa, that this is the year of word and spirit.
Mm.
Word and spirit. And the scripture, what that says is, Jesus told us, he said, heaven and earth will pass away.
Right.
But my words will never pass away.
Right.
Why? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
What he was doing, he's still doing. What he's still doing, he'll be doing in the future. So heaven and earth will. It says that. But his words will never pass away. His word is not a book. His
yeah.
word is a person. It's eternal. The word became flesh.
Yeah.
And dwelt among us. And then Zerubbabel, it says, the word says the Lord spoke to Zerubbabel. He said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So you put word and spirit together. You speak the word. The Holy Spirit acts upon
right.
the spoken word.
Right.
Just like in creation, let there be. And the Holy Spirit acted upon the spoken word, and it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that would be the main key. Put the Lord first in your marriage, in your life, and those other things will be in a better place. They'll be there for you.
Yeah.
Well, and it has to be from an individual, too. You know, in order to be in unity, I know with what we've gone through, if we had not already built that relationship with the Lord first and continued to stay in His Word, to study His Word, to live daily through it. There's no way you can go through death or any kind of situation, or at least I don't think so. Some people go to drugs, alcohol, all this other stuff, but the Word is the only one that's going to take you through it.
Right.
Because when you go through whatever tragedy or whatever situation you're in, the Word is what you're standing on. He said, I am the living Word. I am the rock on which you can stand. That no matter what's going on, what you're walking through, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am the chief cornerstone. You plant your feet on me and you'll not be broken or be shaken off because I am your firm foundation. And if I had not taken the time to start with, to really truly build in my relationship with God first, through His Word, through the Spirit, there's no way, whether it was, it's Lee now, or whether it would have been Mike, my former husband that passed away. I was 46 when he died. He was 48. We had been married 30 years.
Wow.
And so to walk through that, someone made a remark to me one day, said, how can you stand here, your husband over there in a casket, and you're encouraging other people? I said, but you got to know the God I know.
Yeah.
You've got to have the relationship. So in order for whether it to be marriage or whether it be ministry, whether it's career, it doesn't make any difference. It's blended family. It's children. If your life is built on the Word and you have a daily ongoing relationship with Him, everything else will fall into place. When this happened, we were just talking, and I told him later, I had put up a shield. I said, Lord, I'm only going to do this as a ministry to Him. It wasn't, not that I wasn't looking for God to answer with a spouse, but I was not going to use the situation of where he was in a situation that I desired.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be, it's like I told someone, if God doesn't bring them, it's not happening. Yeah. I'm not picking up every piece of trash off the side of the road.
That's true.
I want who God wants. And they got to love God more than they love me. And they've got to be a part of ministry. And then when God did bring us together as a man and a woman in a relationship, then He brought it together in the right way. But we're both founded on the Word first. Our life together. I'm the early riser. I got to get up so my brain can get ready for the talking, I know. But, you know, the thing about it is I need my time with God first.
Right.
And He needs me to have my time with God first. My son used to say, he said, we're not bothering Mama. She's with God, and we're not going to get into that because it's not going to be good. We need to let her have time with God first.
That's incredible. You know, I love that foundation, the foundation of the Word and the foundation of unity, because a relationship will never survive on that. I love what Leslie says on Facebook. He says, God should be light and life of any relationship or marriage. So what you said is so true, really.
Pastor Calvin, yes. I guess they can see that.
Amen.
Arm Bedrick says light and life.
Amen.
Jesus is the light of the world. Incredible. Without Him, there is no true life. So I know it's upside down, but there it is.
Amen.
Light.
Amen.
And life.
Amen.
And He is.
Awesome. We're going over to our next song break, and then when we come back, we'll be closing. So we'll be praying for you out there. Send us some messages. Maybe prayer requests if you have. Please send it. Post it on Facebook. Pastor Lee and Sandra will be praying for us. We're going to a song by Rachel Lampa, For What It's Worth.
Wow, wonderful. We are so sad to close the session today. There's never enough time to talk about the things that are so relevant, you know. But we will definitely have you back again. But I want to just comment on what Lovika said on Facebook. She said, you know, women have to speak 20,000 words a day, and the men, 7,000. Now, my question is, a few years ago, when I first did this research for couples, it used to be 11,000 words for the man.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, it's dwindled. That means statistics have changed.
Mm.
Man has become more quiet. Men, get out of the cave. You've got to communicate. You know, I'm just saying that. I'm just putting it out there, you know. So don't stay in your mind, because the Bible says a man thinketh, so is he. If you don't share, we're not going to know what's going on with you. But I'm so excited about what we spoke about. Really good nuggets and things that are powerful tools to live by. My key to all of this is, no matter what stress and anxiety you go through in life, have fun.
Amen.
Love.
Amen.
Do fun things together.
Correct.
You know, when my daughter matriculated from high school, I gave her a little thing that says, do more of what you like.
do more of what you love. And she left it behind with me because she's still in Hong Kong. But anyway, I've got it on my dresser. But I'm going to give this scripture to someone here today, you know, just to keep a positive attitude. In Isaiah 26, verse 3, it says that you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. I pray that you all experience peace of God and rooted in him. Pastor Lee,
I love that scripture. We absolutely need that, don't we, Pastor Kami?
Yes.
Lord, let our minds be stayed upon you, and you'll keep us in perfect peace. Let me just pray a short prayer, and I'll let Sandra take this. Lord, we just ask you to touch every couple out there that might be listening today. Lord, we all deal with things in marriage. We all deal with marriage issues and stress. That's life.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think that you're an anomaly and nobody else deals with stuff. We all deal with stuff. It's just how we deal with it. It's how we deal with it. So, Lord, I just pray for couples out there today. And even for singles, Lord, they're looking for the right person, the right person in their life. And we just speak favor and blessing. And, Lord, we ask you to just touch, and even at this moment, Lord, minister to them and just empower them and let there be an encounter with you like they've never known before. Sandra?
And, Lord, give us all grace and mercy for our spouse, or whether it's one that we're looking to where they may be our spouse in the future.
Yeah.
Lord, that they will seek you first for the right one that you have for their lives. And Lord, that they would put you as number one, first and foremost, and would stay in your word. Father, we pray blessings over this area and all of South Africa. God, minister to your people. Lift them up, strengthen them, and bless them in every way. God, we thank you for this opportunity, and we ask you to bless Pastor Calvin, Pastor Terry, and all the work that they do. Father, we give you praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much. You've been such a blessing to us this afternoon, Pastor Lee and Sandra. And we'll be praying for you guys wherever you go all over the world. You're really an encouragement for us. Not all of us can be missionaries, but you know what? You spread the word. You know, God's really going to work wonders through each and every one of you. And we just know that people are being blessed this afternoon. This is going to play over and over. And so you, when you're in America, you can just review this on Facebook again, you know, and just share it with families and friends out there.
Absolutely.
So we want to say to the listeners, please, next week we're on again between 12 and 1. So don't miss this slot. We're going to share our last portion in April for about stress and anxiety. So please join us, you know, send us some comments. We'd love to hear from you. So from me.
And this is Terry saying, have a wonderful day. God bless you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.